I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. I've been attempting to write about parallel realities, but I have to confess to you that I'm totally baffled by the whole subject. Sure, I've listened to Bernardo Kastrup, a guy with a PhD in philosophy and one in computer science, and to the channeled entity Bashar, both talking about parallel realities and time. And then, of course, there's Marvel Comics, the multiverse, and the Mandela effect. I even Googled parallel realities. But instead of getting a handle on this, I've fallen down the rabbit hole of so much information about quantum physics and the multiverse that instead of gaining more clarity, my mind is paralyzed trying to imagine the impossible. But I'll take a few minutes to take a stab at the subject, hoping that if you become as fascinated with this as I have, you'll let me know and share your thoughts with me. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect? This term refers to a situation in which a large mass of people believes that an event occurred when it did not. For example, some people swear that Nelson Mandela died in prison, while others remember that he was released and became president of South Africa. The latter, of course, is true, but there are those who still believe that Mandela died in prison. At first, I thought this was ridiculous. Wasn't this just about people with faulty memories? But some researchers suggest this is an example of people creating a parallel reality. And then there's Bernardo Kastrup. He uses the analogy of the dashboard of a plane as a representation of reality. Just as a map is not the land itself, so the dials on the dashboard, our physical world, merely represent the greater reality of the universe. And because there's so many different kinds of dashboards on so many different kinds of planes, there are many different and equally valid realities. And then there's the question, do we create our own reality? The Mandela effect and Bernardo Kastrup's analogy of the dashboard suggests that we consciously or unconsciously create our own reality constantly through the choices we make. Bashar says these realities are like two trains leaving a railroad station. People choose what train they want to be on. Once the trains leave the station and the tracks diverge, it's impossible to switch trains, and eventually those on one train can't see the people on the other train. This is a bit like the movie Sliding Doors. Do I go left or right? Or the movie The Matrix. Do I take the red pill or the blue pill? Each leads to a different reality. As we gain technological knowledge and data about the universe, we create more choices that allow us to divide into even more realities. It's no wonder that trying to understand each other becomes more and more difficult because, like the Mandela effect, we believe that we're right. And in a sense, we are, because we're living in different realities. Wow, is your mind freaking out yet? This is a lot to sink your teeth into. For now, I'm going to take my dog Lulu for a walk along the bay, where she'll create her own reality by peeing on what's most important to her. And as for me, once my brain unfreezes, I think I'll go back to studying Bernardo Kastrup, a bit of quantum physics, and the multiverse of Marvel Comics to help me imagine the impossible. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.